سورة حميم سجدة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم. حميم a revelation from Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. A book whereof its verses are explained in detail. A Quran in Arabic, لقوم يعلمون, for a people who have knowledge, giving glad tidings and warning, but most of them turn away, so they do not hear. And they say, our hearts are under coverings from that to which you invite us, and in our ears is deafness, and between us and you is a screen. So work you. Indeed, we are working. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Tell them, I am only a human being like you. It is revealed to me that your God is one God. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ. Therefore take the straight path to Him and obedience to Him and seek forgiveness of Him. And woe to those who do shirk. And what is one form of shirk? When we follow our desires rather than following Allah. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. Those who do not give the zakat and they are disbelievers in the hereafter. Now you might wonder that why are the mushrikeen being condemned for not paying zakat? See, zakat literally means purity. And Allah has told us elsewhere, فَاجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ. Shun the impurity of idols. In other words, shirk is filth and impurity. Truly those who believe and do good deeds, for them will be an endless reward that will never cease. Say, do you disbelieve in Him who created the earth in 2 days? And you set up rivals with Him? That is the Lord of the world. He placed therein firm mountains from above it, and He blessed it and measured therein its sustenance in 4 days equal. سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ. For all those who ask. Then He rose over towards the heaven when it was smoke and said to it and the earth, come both of you, willingly or unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly. Then He completed and finished from their creation as 7 heavens in 2 days. And He made in each heaven its affair. And we adorn the nearest heaven with stars, lamps, to be an adornment as well as to guard. Such is the decree of Him, Al-Aziz Al-Aleem, the Almighty, the All-Knower. But if they turn away, then say, I have warned you of an awful cry, like the awful cry which overtook Ad and Thamud. When the messengers came to them, before them and behind them, saying, worship none but Allah, they said, if our Lord had so willed, He would surely have sent down the angels. So indeed we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent. فَأَمَّا عَادٌ. And as for Ad, they were arrogant in the land, without right. And they said, who is mightier than us in strength? Do they not see that Allah who created them was mightier in strength than them? And they used to deny our signs. So we sent upon them a furious wind in days of evil omen, that we might give them a taste of humiliating torment in this life. But surely the torment of the hereafter will be more humiliating, and they will never be helped. وَأَمَّا ثَمُود. And as for ثَمُود, we showed them the path of truth, but they preferred blindness to guidance. And we need to analyze ourselves, lest we too, after reading this Quran, after hearing this Quran, still prefer disobeying Allah to obeying Him. So the awful cry of disgraceful torment seized them because of what they used to earn. And we saved those who believed and were Allah conscious. وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ. Remember the day that the enemies of Allah shall be gathered to the fire. Then they will be driven, till when they reach it, their ears and their eyes and their skins will testify against them as to what they used to do. And remember the hadith which we read yesterday. They will say to their skins, why do you testify against us? How betrayed a mother would feel if a child speaks against her. Allah says that these organs of theirs, their skins will say, Allah has caused us to speak. He causes all things to speak, and He created you the first time. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Him you are made to return, and you have not been hiding yourselves, lest your ears and your eyes and your skin should testify against you. When we are watching something we know Allah does not allow us, we never think that one day these eyes of ours will testify against us. But you thought that Allah does not know much of what you are doing. And that thought of yours, which you thought about your Lord, has brought you to destruction. And this day you have become of the losers. Then if they bear the torment patiently, then the fire is the home for them. And if they seek to please Allah, yet they are not of those who will ever be allowed to please Allah. It will be no good their being sabir and patient in the fire, no more chances. and we have assigned for them intimate companions in this world who have made fair seeming to them what was before them and what was behind them, and the word is justified against them as it was justified against those who were among the previous generations of jinn and men that had passed away before them. Indeed, they were all the losers. وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه. Those who disbelieve say, do not listen to this Quran, and make noise in the midst of its recitation, that you may overcome. But surely we shall cause those who disbelieve to taste a severe torment, and certainly we shall requite them the worst of what they used to do. We need to understand that in those days this was the plot of the kafirs, that when the non-Muslims didn't want the Muslims to listen to the Quran, they'd start making a huge noise and uproar. And sadly, this is what Muslims nowadays do. We enter into any gathering where the Quran is being recited and we go on calmly talking as if it makes no difference to us what is being played in the background. What have we been told? إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, then listen attentively and be silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you wish for mercy, surely we shall cause those who disbelieve, who ignore this Quran, who neglect it, to taste a severe torment, and certainly we shall requite them the worst of what they used to do. That is the recompense of the enemies of Allah, An-Nar, the fire. Therein will be for them an eternal home, a deserving recompense, because they used to deny our signs. And those who disbelieve will say, O our Lord, show us those amongst jinn and men who led us astray, that we may crush them under our feet, so that they may become the lowest. In other words, they'll want to completely finish them off. That's how much they'll hate them, the people who misled them in this world. But on that day, as we've already learned, all will be in the fire together, followers and leaders. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Indeed, those who say, our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they stand firm. We also say that our Lord is Allah. What is Rabb? Not just one who creates, one who nourishes, one who sustains. In other words, when I say La ilaha illallah, my actions, my speech, my clothes, my thoughts, my every word becomes embedded in love and fear of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Whatever Allah says goes. If Allah has told me to pray, then I have to pray. If Allah has told me to read Salat, if Allah has told me to fast and study the Quran, then He is the one I have to obey. Not my own desires, not my friends, not the people around me. Rabbunallah. Our leader is Allah. Our boss is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. See, we all like to start out, but then people put doubts in our minds, and people put misgivings in us, and we become frightened, and we slip up. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they stand firm like a rock. What happens to such people? What is the reward of such people? فَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Angels descend upon them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Do not be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And receive good news of Jannah, which you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We have been your friends in the life of this world, and so in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. You shall have therein all that your souls desire, and therein you shall have all for which you ask. What a Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes before us. Now we can choose whether we want angelic companions or we want devils for friends. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. A hospitality from Allah. For such people Allah is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Not for people who sin day and night and rely upon His mercy. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech than he who invites towards Allah? This is the purpose of a muballigh, of doing dawah. Not that you connect people to yourself so that they start hero worshipping you, connect them to Allah. He who invites towards Allah, start by that which is positive. Don't start by frightening people. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Now this is very important. We think if we're doing dawah, then Allah has forgiven us the rest of our sins. And He does good deeds Himself. He doesn't forget His own self. وَقَالَ. And He says, إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I am one of those who have surrendered. see his humility. Not that I'm one of the muhsaneen or I'm one of the muttaqeen. I'm one of the Muslims. I'm one of those who has submitted to Allah. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. And indeed he between you and he there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. See, the verses are linked. The Prophet ﷺ taught us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is the one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. And Allah teaches us that one of the best ways of doing da'wah is to accept people's taunts, to accept people's cruelty and repay that with kindness. Only when you serve humanity will they let you connect them to Allah. Allah says, repel the evil with one which is better. If they've hurt you, they're making fun of you, doesn't matter. Don't stoop to their level. Our problem is when we start up for da'wah, we want to show people and we want to shut them up. Do you know what Imam Shafi would pray before he embarked upon any debate? That, oh Allah, let the words of truth come from my opponent's mouth. That's the essence of da'wah, that you understand. The point is not that you've shut them up or you've silenced them or you've shown them that you're smarter than them. The point is that you've connected them to Allah and you've shown them the truth. Repel the evil with one which is better than he between whom you and he there was enmity will become كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, as though he's your best friend. And Allah says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. None can do this. None can repay evil with good. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Except those who do sabr. And what is sabr? Constancy. Constant in good deeds, constant in abstaining from evil, and patient at times of difficulty. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَ إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. And none is granted it except one who has earned something great, the owner of a great portion. We find that once the Prophet ﷺ was standing with Hazrat Abu Bakr, and this man was abusing Hazrat Abu Bakr and cursing him. And Hazrat Abu Bakr was controlling himself, and the Prophet ﷺ was just standing by smiling. Now what happened was, finally he could bear it no longer. And he just said one remark and he responded. And the Prophet ﷺ walked away. So Hazrat Abu Bakr ran after him, forgetting the other man, and said, why did you just smile, O Prophet of Allah, when he was cursing me? And why did you walk off when I finally responded? And the Prophet ﷺ told him, O Abu Bakr, when you were silent, the angels were speaking for you. And when you spoke up, the angels left. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Now we can choose for ourselves whether we want the angels to be with us or we're happier with the devils. And if an evil whisper from shaitan tries to turn you away, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, then seek refuge in Allah. Now look at the sequence of the verses. Allah started in verse 30 by telling us that this is what we should be like, focusing on Allah. لَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, not afraid of the blame of anyone who blames. And then the angels will be our companion. Who are the best among such people? Who are connecting others to Allah. How do we do da'wah? By repelling cruelty with kindness. And Allah says, if an evil whisper from shaitan tries to turn you away, why should I have to put up with it? Show him what you're made of. Then seek refuge in Allah. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Don't think that because you're a great muballigh, you've got enough purity to overcome him on your own. You need Allah's help. Indeed, Allah is the all-hearer, the all-knower. Allah can hear what that person is doing to you or saying to you, and He knows how much it's costing you to keep quiet. And from among Allah's signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun, nor to the moon, but prostrate yourselves to Allah who created them. That's why we are supposed to obey Allah, not His creation. If you truly worship Him, but if they are too proud to do so, then there are those who are with your Lord, who glorify Him night and day, and never are they tired. We do one night's ibadah and we exhaust it the next day. And among His signs in this is that you see the earth barren, but when we send down rain to it, it is stirred to life and growth. Indeed, He who gives it life, surely is able to give life to the dead. Indeed, He is able to do all things. Indeed, those who turn away from our signs are not hidden from us. People who love to distort the Quran, saying things like, well, the word haram isn't been used for wine in the Quran. Allah says such people are not hidden from us. Is he who is cast into the fire better? Or he who becomes secure on the day of judgment? Do what you will. Indeed, Allah is watching what you're doing. Indeed, those who disbelieved in the reminder when it came to them shall receive the punishment. وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. This Quran is an amazing book. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Falsehood cannot come to it from before it or behind it. It is sent down by the All-Wise, the worthy of all praise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Before me, every prophet was given a miracle, and they practiced it during their lifetime. And I have been given the permanent miracle of the Quran till the hour is established. And it is a glorious book. When anyone reads it, even if he is a pagan, he is convinced that it was not written by any human being or any created thing, but it is from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And that's why we find that so many non-Muslims acknowledging the truth of this Quran. لا يأتيه الباطل. It is sent down by the All-Wise, the worthy of all praise. Nothing is said to you except what was said to the messengers before you. Indeed, your Lord is the possessor of forgiveness and also the possessor of painful punishment. And if we had sent this Quran in a foreign language, in other words, in other than Arabic, they would have said, why are not its verses explained in detail? What, a book not in Arabic and the messenger in Arab? Say, it is for those who believe, a guide and a healing. And as for those who disbelieve, there is heaviness in their ears and it is blindness for them. Now we need to analyze our heart's response when we hear the Quran. Do we feel strengthened? Do we feel full of joy and love for Allah? Or do we feel oppressed and miserable that now we know we have to act upon it? It's simply a matter of iman and vision. They are those who are called from a place far away. As the saying goes, two men look through the same bars. One sees the mud and one the stars. And indeed we gave Musa the scripture, but dispute arose therein. And had it not been for a word that went forth before from your Lord, and the matter would have been settled between them. But truly they are in grave doubt thereto. Whoever does good deeds, it is for the benefit of his own self. And whoever does evil, it is against his own self. And your Lord is not unjust to his slaves. إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. To him alone is referred the knowledge of the hour. No fruit comes out of its sheath. Nor does a female conceive, nor brings forth, except by his knowledge. Ilmul Ghaib is with Allah alone. And on the day when he will call to them saying, where are my partners? They will say, we inform you that none of us bears witness to it. And those whom they used to invoke before shall disappear from them, and they will perceive that they have no place of refuge. Man does not tire of asking good from Allah, but if an evil touches him, then he gives up all hope and is lost in despair. And truly, if we give him a taste of mercy from us after some adversity has touched him, he is sure to say, this is due to my merit. I do not think that the hour will be established. But if I am brought back to my Lord, then surely there will be for me the best with him. Then indeed we will show to the disbelievers what they have done, and we will make them taste a severe torment. And when we show favor to man, he withdraws and turns away. In other words, we only pray to Allah when we think we need him, we're sick or we're going through some problem. But when evil touches him, then he has recourse to long du'as. Say, tell me if this Quran is from Allah and you disbelieve in it. Who is more astray than one who is in opposition, far away? سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ. We will show them our signs in the universe and in their own selves until it becomes clear to them that this Quran is the truth. أَفَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is it not sufficient in regard to your Lord that he is a witness over all things? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّن لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ أَلَا إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطٍ. Indeed they are in doubt concerning the meeting with their Lord. And indeed it is he who is surrounding all things. Despite all the discoveries, all the proofs, still we delay and still we're not ready for Allah. Allah tells us, إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطٍ. It is he who is encompassing all things. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.